Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We are learning Bava Kamma. Today we'll be learning Chapter 5, Mishnahs 1 and 2. Mishnah 1. Shur shenega kasapara v'nimsa abura b'tzida. So if an ox gored a cow and a newborn is found inside her, or actually by the side of her, v'en yadua im ad shelo nilcha yalda, and we don't know whether she gave birth before it gored her or afterwards, im mishnega yalda, Mishalom chatzi nezek lepar revia nezek levlad. So if it gored her, if she gave birth after gored her, so he pays half damages for the cow and one quarter damages for the young. V'kein parsh nagha es ashur v'nimsa vada b'tzida v'en yadui im ad shelo nagha yalda. Im mishanagha yalda mishalom chatzi nezek min hapara revia nezek min havlad. And similarly, if a cow gored an ox and its young were found next to her, it's not known whether she gave birth before she gored or whether she gave birth after she gored. So he pays half damages from the cow and one quarter damages from the young. So again, this is talking about a shor, that's a tam, that gores a pregnant cow in the first part of the Mishnah, and the newborn is found besides her dead. Witnesses saw the goring from a distance and afterwards found the dead cow, but doesn't know whether she gave birth to it before or after the goring. So the owner of the ox pays from the body of the ox half damages for the cow, for a short time, and a quarter damages for the young, because we don't know if the newborn was died as a result of the goring, and therefore he'd be liable for half damages. So we divide the half damages, you know, by half, and the owner only pays one quarter damage. And this is accorded with Simchas, who holds that money, when there's a doubt, is divided. The Chachamim would hold that Motzi al Chaver alav Araya, that you would have to bring a proof in order to collect anything. Right? But we're going like, the Chachamim als Talacha. Okay? But this Mishnah is talking right now like Simchas. And a parashanacha, if the cow actually gores the ox, right, and the young was found next to her alive, and we don't know whether she gave birth before or afterwards, so now we're talking about, can we take the damages from the young one and from the cow, or just from the cow? So if she, we don't know which she gave birth again, before or after, so if she was carrying when she gored, so half damage would be collected from the cow and from the young, because the fetus is part of the cow, and it's as if the fetus gored, right? But if the cow is, if the baby was born already, so then it wouldn't be obligated at all. And again, like Simchas, we would say you collect half damages, so that would be one quarter. And according to Chachamim, you would collect nothing from the young. And again, that's how we paskin Lamaisa. Okay. Mishnah 2. Hakadar shehiknis kederosav lechatzer bahabayas shelo brishus. So if you have a potter, and he brought his pots into the courtyard of a householder without permission, v'shibrasan behemaso shel bahabayas putzer, and the animal of the householder broke them, he's putzer, he's exempt. V'imhuzcha behen, but if it were injured by them, Baha Gateras Chayev, then the owner of the pots is Chayev, is liable. Vim Nikmas Brishus, Baha Chatzer Chayev. And if he brought them in with permission, then the owner of the courtyard is Chayev. Hiknis Perosav, Lechatzer Balabayas, Shelo Brishus. So if he brought his produce into the courtyard of the householder without permission, Vachlasan Behemasa Shel Balabayas, and the owner of the courtyard's animal eats them, putter. So then the Baal Bayis is a putter for having eaten those that produce. V'im huska behen, and if the owner's animal was injured by it, Baal Peres Chayev, then the owner of the produce would be Chayev. V'im hiknis b'rashus, Baal Chatzar Chayev. But if he had permission to bring in the produce, then the owner of the courtyard is Chayev. Right? So because the owner, so in the beginning, without rishus, the owner could say to the potter, who gave you permission to enter and bring your pots into my courtyard? It's your fault that they're broken, right? And you have to pay the damages if any damages are incurred because of that. Okay, but if he brought in with permission, So then the owner of the courtyard is chayav for damaging those pots. Right? And same with the paris, that he brought it without permission, so then the owner could say, who gave you permission? But if he had permission, so the animal go ahead and eats the produce and dies because he ate way too much, right? Or, you know, he brought upon himself injury. So then if he had permission, then the owner of the courtyard is chayav. Right? And Rebbe disagrees with the Mishnah and holds that even if he brought in with permission, then the owner of the courtyard is still not liable, still not chayav for the damage caused to the pots or the produce by his animal, unless he explicitly undertook to guard them, and the halacha is like Rebbe. Tomorrow we will do Mishnahs 3 and 4.